You are listening to Highway Radio. Thanks for doing that. Gonzo's me. That's Josh Bell. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
There's a rumor going around, Josh. I don't know if you've heard this.
Oh, yeah?
That you hate everything.
No.
It's true.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, so Josh watches the movies. I watch the trailer. Let's have a look at Rambo Last Blood.
I've lived in a world of death. I've watched people I've loved die. Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury. All these years I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past. And if it comes looking for me, they will welcome death.
All right, that's kind of what I expected. What did you get out of this, Josh?
Not a lot. In fact, very little, I would say, that I got out of this movie. And Rambo...
Do you like any of the Rambos?
First Blood, which is, of course, this title is playing off of the title of the original Rambo movie, First Blood, from 1982, is actually a really good movie. And it's not a movie about explosions and killing. It's a fairly serious drama about a guy who's got PTSD, who's a Vietnam veteran. It's about the way that America treats soldiers who come home from war. And it has action in it, but it's a serious film, and it's effective, and it's got one of Sylvester Stallone's best performances.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made a bunch of money, and they decided, no, Rambo is just going to be a killing machine who's just going to slaughter a different ethnic minority in each film. And that is what we've been doing since then.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I feel like all the Rambo sequels are bad. There were two sequels in the 80s to make this original trilogy, and then A Long Time Away. The fourth movie came out in 2008, so even since then, it's been a while since we've seen Rambo.
See, I've lost track. I don't know where we are and what he's doing. I remember the first one, and then it's a blur after that.
He's shooting people.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
All right.
He's killing them. Rambo came home at the end of the last film in 2008, so we begin here. He's on his ranch in Arizona. And he's acquired this kind of surrogate family that we never heard about before and whose relationships were not entirely clear to me. But there's an older woman who's maybe his housekeeper and her teenage granddaughter.
But he's out of the killing game, right?
Well, I mean, he always is until he isn't.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah. He's been training horses and trying to manage his PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
But his young, like, niece, she calls him Uncle John. She's not really his niece. Anyway, this young teenage girl that lives in his house, she decides that she's Mexican-American, and she decides she's got to go back to Mexico to find her father who's abandoned her. And, of course, as soon as she sets foot in Mexico, she's immediately kidnapped and sold into sex trafficking because that's what happens.
Right.
So Rambo has to go kill everyone in Mexico. that's kind of how
All
it
right.
works.
Okay. I see where this is going.
Yeah. So this movie tries, I think, more so than the last one to make him a little more vulnerable, to humanize him a little bit. It spends a lot of time on the relationship between him and this young girl, which was just really not interesting at all.
Mm.
And I think the people who just want to see violence may get a little impatient with this movie, but it really makes up for it in the finale when we're back on the ranch and the bad guys have come after Rambo and he sets up all these booby traps and stuff. He's like a horror movie villain in this film. And it's very, very violent there towards the end, but it's so pointless and grim and really unpleasant. There's nothing interesting about this character anymore or about his relationships. Also, it's cheap as heck. I mean, it's really, like, does not look good. Rambo 3, I think, in the 80s was, like, the most expensive movie ever made at the time. And this is not.
Not
like,
even
they're
close.
Driving cars, and you're like, no, this does not look real.
it's not. So if it's Rambo Last Blood, is this the last one?
I mean, we would hope, but but no, Sylvester Stallone, I mean, who is also 73 years old, and so he's kind of past his prime action-wise. But no, he has said that if there's interest, he would do another one. He is the co-writer of this, as he has been of all the Rambo movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we could get another one. They have a bit at the end that sort of puts a button on the whole story. But they did that in the last one, too, and then they just made another one anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
So that's the disclaimer. It could happen again.
It probably will.
All right, so Rambo Last Blood, Josh Bell Hates Everything. How many stars?
I give it 1.5.
Woo.
It's a bad movie. That's... And unless you really love Rambo, don't see this movie.
All right. I'll take that. How's the podcast?
It's going well. Our podcast, Awesome Movie Year, that I co-host with comedian Jason Harris. We look back at a different year in movies in each of our seasons, and we just wrapped up our first season on the films of 1994. We talked about our audience choice pick, which was the Jim Carrey comedy, The Mask.
I was a fan of that. I don't want to spoil the podcast.
Well, it's not a spoiler to say I kind of was a fan of it, too.
Okay, all right.
So you can hear more than that if you go to awesomemovieyear.com or look for Awesome Movie Year wherever you get podcasts.
And always, JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.